Love is greater. Love is all you need. From Scripture, 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8, we read, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. All right, when we read Paul's treatise on love, it is helpful to recall the words of John when he said, God is love. Here, Paul explains in simple language what love is and what it is not. Verse 13 says, but now faith, hope, love, abide these three, but the greatest of these is love. Without faith, we are alone in this world, and will live in fear, doubt, and unbelief. Without hope, we are prone to give up, cave in, and quit on ourselves and others. Without love, we will be consumed with selfishness and be incapable of living in harmony, peace, and joy. In fear, hurt, and anger, we will attempt to control and manipulate others. Yet, over time, when we follow Jesus' instructions to love God and man, we will be transformed and become more Christ-like. Walking in His love positions us to receive God's grace, blessings, and favor. Walking in His love helps us become eager and willing to help and serve others. Walking in His love transforms not only our lives, but the lives of others around us. Child of God, have you checked the condition of your heart lately? Is it filled with love? If not, I encourage you to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Remember, God is love. His love is stronger and greater than all your problems and challenges. His love is all you need. Father, thank you for loving me enough to send Jesus to die on the cross. Holy Spirit, teach me how to love like Jesus and to be loving to others in all I do and say. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.